hanging out snap cameras. Romy will not strike off Amundsen. We just will never share strike it off to never share with Valui. Why, you eat? What's the thing is that you're about server? I'll be striking off, boss it. Server, no eating, you might never share with us.
Hey everyone, it's the Ranchman here on the Below Top Secret Podcast Network, coming to you in forward. Listen to my intro part in reverse and you'll understand exactly what that means. Yeah, that was just to introduce my podcast. This podcast is about hidden messages in songs when you play them in reverse. Now, there's a lot of people talk about that. In reverse, songs that have hidden messages in reverse. And there actually is one group who admitted to putting a hidden message in a song. When you play it in reverse, you would hear it. And that is, of course, Pink Floyd! There we go. Pink Floyd, yep, they are the band, and they got away with it. Because you know why? They didn't have any, Hail Satan or The Devil Is My Hero or some garbage like that. So, I'm gonna play that little clip for you because I love you guys so much and I like to give you treats. So if I were to give you treats, you would get it. You see that? You get treats from me. Ah, how about that? Yeah. Cool, huh? Alright, so, here's my treat to you. More treats. This is, Empty Spaces by Pink Floyd. Here is the secret hidden message part. Right now. Oh, by the way, it starts right away, so be prepared to listen. I'm gonna give about a 5 second break, in between the actual song and my voice. So here is, again, Empty Spaces by Pink Floyd. Now, here is the break. Did you find it? Huh? No, if not, I'm gonna break the secret right here and bring it up for you. The actual hidden message was, okay, it goes, this is spoken by Roger Waters. It says, congratulations, you have just discovered the secret message. Please send your answer to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm, Chalfont, and then it gets interrupted by an unknown voice who says, Roger, Carolyn's on the phone, and then Roger goes, okay, and then that's it. That's the end of the secret message. And that doesn't seem like much of a big deal. But there are a lot of songs who have secret hidden messages in their songs. For example, Highway to Hell. If you didn't know, Highway to Hell has a secret message in it. People say that, oh well, people who have nothing better to do say that, but, here, let me bring it up for you. Led Zeppelin song. No, well, I'll mention that later, but here we go. This is from www.reversespeech.com/esoterra.hdm. I do not own this website, so that's why I had to mention the, URL. This is a paragraph from it. It says, another example of satanic rock music is the song Highway to Hell by AC/DC, which includes, among many other messages, listen to me, I'm from hell, they killed me, I am the law. My name is Lucifer, I saw Satan's power, she belongs in hell, Lucifer lives, there is war in my head. Creepy. These aggressive reverse messages can possibly explain why this song was a favorite of mass murderer Richard Ramirez, who connected his crimes with the occult and satanic direction. Examples of these reproachful activities have become so common in the U.S. that the authorities had to do something about it. The bill was authored by the House of Representatives requesting labeling of such music, but the bill was defeated by Senate. Cool. Today, it is generally assumed that reverse message backward masking is done intentionally with the help of recording technicians, like me. Though, through his research, however, Oates has discovered that this phenomenon can make its way into messages through natural processes. In the middle of his extensive research, Oates discovered that unintentional reverse speech appears in every human utterance. I'm gonna go into that because that seems interesting. Caddy Meisner, the first non-American trained and authorized by Oates, introduced reverse speech to the German public a few times at a lecture in Munich. I got goosebumps when I heard the first time, when I heard the first example of reverse speech. They sounded unbelievable, as if they came from another dimension. At the end of the lecture, the questions of the audience dealt with the possibility of abuse of reverse speech. It was concluded that the possibility of abuse cannot be excluded altogether, but the benefits of reverse speech far outweigh any possible negative ramifications. Since it is possible to consciously control the subconscious, reverse speech can be best used to bring the light to light hidden truths instead of trying to conceal them. Previous experience seemed to confirm that concept. Although reverse speech methods are not officially recognized as an investigative tool, Oates was able to assist police several times by explaining the meaning of the testimony of criminals. The first case in the late 1980s was a part of a study. Oates taped a television interview of a man who was suspect in his murders, in the murder of his wife's lover. His wife was cheating on him. During the interview, the man declared his innocence. In playing the tape backward, however, the man unknowingly talked about the murder and of knowing where the murder weapon was hidden. One of the reverse messages included revenge, killing the lad. Another mentioned firearms in the cellar. The murder weapon was found as a result of the reference, and it turned out that the son of the murderer had knowledge of the crime. That's just freaking creepy right there. Oh, on the internet site at reversespeech.com, one can hear actual examples of reverse speech that proved valuable to police in solving crimes. Some have to do with the sensational murder case of O.J. Simpson. Immediately after Simpson was found innocent, he participated in a one-hour interview with the cable channel BET, in which was reverse analyzed by Oates. He found approximately 190 reverse speech messages. Here are two examples. The reporter said, "White Americans believe that you are guilty." Simpson responded in forward speech, "Perhaps there are as many people out there who feel that way." The reverse message understood that Al was against the crime. Al is a friend of Simpson's. In another example, the original forward version is, "I think I'm ahead of the game. I think that if all American families were like mine, ... The reverse was, "The law will forgive criminals." This is scary right here. The reverse messages were heard in varying degrees of clarity, even for the untrained ears. The clearest of them were audible the first time we listened. Here are some examples of some of the things that were spoken in reverse. Little Lauren babbled in forward mostly discernible sounds, but in reverse he was heard to articulate "mommy." In forward, Lauren cried. In reverse, he cries out, "help." Wow. "My wife asked him, 'should we put on your diaper?' He answered in forward, 'diaper on,' which was heard in reverse to say, 'who will hold me?'" That's just creepy that the baby can do it in his... Oh, my Lord! Babies can do that. That's creepy! I think... Ooh. It says, "the fact that Lauren could speak words in reverse speech, which he seems not yet to be able to understand in forward speech, falls in line with results Oates obtained while conducting experiments in reverse speech with his own children. With his children, experiments began with the kids as young as 4 months, who in normal speech only spoke gibberish, but were heard in reverse to clearly say voices as 'mommy,' 'daddy,' 'hungry,' or 'help.'" Otis has developed specific questionnaire processes to be used in therapy situations. The clients discuss their problems for a period of 30 minutes. The conversation is recorded and later analyzed in reverse speech. From the recordings, you can get an introduction into the subconscious behavioral patterns of the person recorded. The results are discussed with the client, a process which can sometimes be painful for them. Oates says, "sometimes it's very hard to look in the mirror." I mean, that's just creepy. I I don't like this. I can't imagine. I know some of you right now are gonna, when I'm done with this, are gonna turn it off and put it in reverse. Just hear me say,
I hate myself, I want to die.
No, I'm just joking. People look at it, I swear. I'm gonna, I know people are in here and they're gonna hear my utter secrets. Oh my god, this is creepy. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, ooh, I'm scared. I don't even want to hear myself backwards because I'm afraid that I'm gonna freak out, you know? Oh. The Led Zeppelin song also, oh yeah, a lot of people know about the Led Zeppelin song. The Led Zeppelin song, Stairway to Heaven, in normal forward speed, talks about a lady who seeks the purpose of life and how to find a way to heaven. Played backwards, however, several reversals of the meaning appear, to which include the word Satan. Led Zeppelin was denounced as agents of Satan. Ooh. It was claimed that the musicians were influenced by Aleister Crowe's book Magic to insert messages into their songs about the methods of Satan. These suggestions were referred to by readers who found in the appendix of Crowley's book a passage concerning technical issues. Crowley wrote he should constantly listen to phonographic records backwards, talk backwards, read backwards. It is not mentioned, however, whether Crowley was aware of the existence of reverse speech. And I'm gonna look up the backwards lyrics. Hopefully I don't open up a portal to hell and the devil will come and grab me. Let's go to google.com/Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven reverse lyrics. Oh wait, no. I don't want to click that one. Well maybe I wanted to click it. No, I mean, I won't scroll. Oh, I hate this computer. Let me go back. Yeah, reverse speech voices from the unconscious. Oh wait, I was just here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Years ago, someone told me that if you played... Oh, it even mentions... Okay, here, I got a sound clip. So, I am going to, take that clip and put it into this podcast. I am downloading it right now. And, okay, here we go. Save. Downloaded. And, okay, this is Stairway to Heaven. This is the reverse lyrics part of, the supposedly satanic lyrics. I am going to insert these in here for you guys. And I hope you don't get too creeped out. Once again, I will be putting my, 5-second pause into here. to, make sure that you guys can understand it right away. So, I'm just killing time here. Alright, the pause is coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Wow, that's just creepy. Now, I have to stress to you for continuity that I did not edit that in any way to make it say that. The only thing I did was reverse the sound file. Other than that, it's exactly the way it was downloaded. It was cut from the song and put in. There was no changes done to the song. That is just scary. For those of you again who couldn't hear it, I'm gonna bring it up for you. It's freaky what they say. It says, "Oh, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan. He'll give you 666. there was a little tool shed where he made us suffer sad Satan. Wow. And, I mean, the original lyrics were, if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. And they knew that those words placed in that particular order would say those satanic words. And that's just freaking scary as hell, man. Oh, I'm scared. I mean, now I'm just gonna look up general reverse song, reverse lyrics in songs altogether. See if there are any other songs that have that. Let's see. Stairway, that's all I can really see. Stairway to Heaven. Butterfly in Reverse. Thinking in Reverse. Nah. 5 Gears in Reverse. Love in Reverse. Yeah. The River in Reverse lyrics. The River in Reverse, okay. No, that's all I can... No, I can't find anything else. This is creepy. You did hear it, didn't you? You guys heard those creepy lyrics, and even if you didn't, I explained them to you. No, thank you. And I listen to Led Zeppelin every day. I wonder what that's doing to my subconscious.
Hell, Satan!
No, I'm just joking. Nah, I'm just messing around. So, yeah, that's just really creepy. I don't even know. Wow. And I can't imagine the amount of expertise that it would take and the amount of time it would take to know the words that would go together, make sense, and say that, get the general gist of that. That's scary. I mean, whew. The Pink Floyd one wasn't so bad, now you think about it. You know, ooh, that's creepy. I'm scared just to even think about that. You know, just to think about that now. Oh no, thank you. Whew, alright, well, I'm done. I'm gonna stop creeping out. This is the Ranchman signing off of the Below Top Secret Podcast Network. I'll see you guys later, everybody. It's the hour of Seemly. Serving Dale's Net. I'm gonna give it a skyfuck. This time you're kissing off of you.